K2RLBU, radio check.
K2RCL, station calling radio check. You are making it into the repeater, full quiet.
4LBU, radio check.
Hello, just starting the car here. My name's Tom, N0TR. You're 5x5, or give me a 5.9, or you're perfect.
This is the second time I've been able to connect a new ham radio guy, and I just tried out a new vertical dipole that I rigged up here at the house to see how it would work on the, with the, I couldn't think of what I wanted to say.
I'm just trying to get out of the way of the daughter. She's taking the grandkids down to get vaccinated, and I'm tickled to death about that. And they're 12 and 14 or something like that. And we're just leaving, getting out of the way. We took some groceries we picked up for them over at Sam's and Costco's there. How's your day?
Actually, it's pretty good. I was at my granddaughter's graduation party today, you know, out of Greer High School. I'm over here in Greer. I'm still within, well, within the range of the repeater station. I plan on trying to go further out to see how well this antenna works. It's just I'm an old radio guy in the military, but I've never had it. I'm just now starting to get into the ham radio world. I'm excited about that. And but by the way, before I, Kesa, you got to go. What's your call sign, please?
Oh, I don't have to go. We're just leaving their house, and we live in Greer, up between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham. I'm with my wife of 53 years, and we're old military, too. My brother and I went to Vietnam together on our senior cruise, we call it. I didn't catch your name. My call sign is November Zero Tango Radio, and that is the last two initials are my name.
Thank you, Tom. My first name is Mickey. It's short for Michael. I don't know why, but that's what my mom called me, so that's what I'm going with. And thanks for your service over there in Nam. I took some, I was military, but I wasn't in that era. I was in the 80s to early 90s, and you guys had a heck of a struggle over there. I did my military history as well. Thanks.
Well, thank you, and God bless you. Yesterday was a wonderful day. We moved here from Kansas about 11 years ago, and to be down here near the daughter and grandsons and son-in-law and their kin folks down here, too, from Arkansas, and we just love it. And we should have done it 30 years ago. It's a great place to live. But hindsight's perfect logic, Michael. We're no heroes. I flew in the S-2s off a carrier for a year and a half, transferred to duty with my brother in the P-3 Orions, and had a nice big air-conditioned, unarmed aircraft to do 13.5-hour patrols.
Golly, talk about a long day, huh? Yeah, I was a radio maintenance guy, and out of the 11 years I did in the Air Force, 9 of them I should have just been in the Army because we were in mobility, so slept in tents all the time, doing the war games and stuff. I enjoyed it, but my background would be what you guys would call HF long haul. So I've got my technician license, I'm working on my general because I want to get back into the HF arena. I enjoyed that.
Click there. This is N0TR Mobile. That sounds great. Well, we had a CW key, and we had teletype on board the P3 Alphas and Bravos at the time I was on there, but I wasn't a radio man. I had sat in both seats on the S2 so I could run radar, electronic countermeasures, magnetic anomaly, sniffer, Julie and Jezebel, which was the acoustical stuff with the sauna bush. And so I could set most any position that I wanted to, you know, really somebody, or my normal position on the P3 was the radar ECM a lot of times, or Julie ECM. But I love running the radar. It was fun and easy. But, I never got into ham radio until 93. And I did CBs back in the early 70s, but then it got nasty in that I just give it up. I had two little girls and didn't want it around. But for many years, really a lot of good folks on there, and I assume there still are, but there's exceptions to that rule also, Michael.
That's human nature. Well, the fact that you live in Greer, like I do, you notice that we have this massive influx of people, and where you have increased density of population, it kind of ruins the neighborhood sometimes. Over.
Yes, we're very lucky. We have a lot of good neighbors, and my HF antenna, I do mostly CW, it's 265 feet long, so it goes over four different neighbors. And for some reason, they like me. It's out of character, but they do.
That's funny, man. I like that. That's one way to test to see if your neighbors are your buddies. Over.
The antenna, it's a Carolina Wyndham. And then in the other direction, 1.2 acres, I guess it is, I have a super loop, and it's about 100 feet long. But it provides no problems for anybody. And I started to get on and do some contesting this weekend, but I lost a COM port for some reason to my TS-590. And I had grandkids coming over, and we were very busy, and so I give up on it. But there was, a change of pace, some DX on there this weekend. My friend Bill N4IQ was working it, but not as strongly as he usually does. Last year he worked 33 out of 38 hours, I think it was. And he's a year older than me, and I'm 73, or 2 years maybe, I'm not sure. But what a fine CW operator he is.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, Tom. I haven't done any CW, but I mean, I understand what it is. I just haven't even tried it yet or have any skill in it at this point. I'm going to just keep, I'm going to take a few more classes, see whatever I can get training in and to speed up my ops side, because I'm strong on the technical.
4EEY is Gary. An excellent teacher, and he makes videos all the time, and you can go online and study for your upper licenses there, well, any of the licenses. And I can't remember the website. I was thinking W4EEY.com or something, but look his call sign up on the QRZ webpage, and I'm sure that he would have an email there that you could contact him and get the information if you need that.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I enjoy the technical side of it, and I just want to get used to cut off there. And
Michael,
battery's getting weak on this phone. I have a 25.
It is, Michael. So I'll let you go. The pleasure's all mine, and God bless you for your service. We enjoyed talking to you. We're passing runway 04 down here at Greenville International Airport, and on final for Greer on Highway 101. 73 is Michael. This is N0TR.
73 to you all. Best wishes. Thank you. Bye.